This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Uttarakhand is celebrating the silver jubilee of its formation today. On this historic occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the state-level ceremony as the chief guest at the Forest Research Institute, FRI, in Dehradun. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones for development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees and address the people of the state. A report.
During the event, the Prime Minister will also release a commemorative postal stamp. The projects being inaugurated and launched span key sectors including drinking water, irrigation, energy, technical education, urban development, sports and skill development. Major initiatives include the Dehradun water supply coverage under the Amrit scheme, a power substation in Pitharagarh, solar power plants in government buildings and an AstroTurf hockey field at Haldwani Stadium. Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone for the Song Dam drinking water project in Dehradun and the Jamrani multipurpose dam project in Nainital. The Song Dam will provide 150 MLD of drinking water to Dehradun daily, while the Jamrani project will boost irrigation, water supply and power generation. Additionally, foundation will be laid for a women's sports college in Champawat, a modern dairy plant in Nainital and several power substations project. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
RSS Sarsang Chalak Mohan Bhagwat has said that they will initiate dialogue to end divisions in society. Speaking as part of the lecture series on 100 years of the Sangh journey, New Horizons in Bengaluru, he said that they will work for social harmony by bridging divisions in society. He pointed out that during the 1857 First War of Independence, both Hindus and Muslims came together to fight for freedom from the British rule. Mr. Bhagwat said that the British realized this unity as a threat to their rule and began widening the divide in the Indian society. He said, RSS will initiate an outreach program to end such a divide. Speaking about other initiatives of RSS, he said the organization will reach out to caste leaders and heads of religious sects at the block level as part of Sadbhavna Karya. Campaigning for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections will conclude this evening. In this phase, polling will be held on Tuesday in 122 assembly constituencies spread across 20 districts. In the final phase, more than 3.7 crore voters will decide the electoral fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. On the last day of campaigning today, senior campaigners, star campaigners and top leaders from the NDA, the Mahagathbandhan and other parties will address several public meetings and election rallies. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral talks with the Angolan President João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço at the Presidential Palace in Luanda. The two countries are likely to sign and exchange MOUs on issues of mutual interest following this. President Murmu is in Angola till Tuesday, where she will attend the 50th anniversary celebrations of Angola's independence. She will also address the Parliament of Angola and interact with the members of the Indian community in Angola. Beginning Tuesday, President Murmu will travel to Botswana for the second leg of a tour, which will continue until Thursday. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan remembered the contribution of Jain philosophy in the spiritual journey and heritage of India. He was speaking at the commemoration of Jain seer Acharya Shanti Sagar Maharaj in Shravan Belagola of Hasan district in Karnataka today. He remembered the valuable contributions of Jain munis and scholars to Tamil literature during Sangam and post-Sangam period. The Philippines evacuated over 1 lakh residents across its eastern and northern regions as Typhoon Fung Wang intensified today into a super typhoon, threatening to unleash torrential rains, destructive winds and storm surges. And in chess, after an extraordinary run in 2024, world champion D. Gukesh suffered a major blow as he lost to German grandmaster Friedrich Sven, which resulted in a third round elimination for him in the ongoing FIDE World Cup in Goa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.